It's fun to come and see wild animals, but we all know all the while that much of Salado is a controlled facility. The vast majority of these animals, with the exception of fish, could never survive in the wild. They have either been born in captivity and acclimated to people, or were found injured, and thus there is no way that they could hunt or fly or survive on their own. The best life they can now expect is being an education animal. In many ways here at Salado, they have it made in the shade. But it's a stretch from the life that they would be living. Center Director Laurie Davison gives us a behind-the-scenes glance at wildlife in the not-so-wild environment.
Managing captive wildlife is not the same as managing wildlife in the wild. When you have an animal living in the woods, it can go out, it can find its own food, it can find what it needs to survive, it can make its own fun, it can find mates. Everything that it needs is out there in its habitat as long as it's a good quality habitat. Once you put an animal in a captive environment, you have limited its ability to forage. You've limited its ability to search for mates and just to find interesting things in its environment. So with captive animals, it's much, much more important to do a lot more hands-on management. You have to provide its veterinary care. You have to provide a very well-balanced diet, and you have to provide things that keep it interested and happy to prevent it from being bored. You want it to be a good exhibit animal. You want it to be a happy animal. Often, captive wildlife will live much longer than they would in the wild. One of the reasons for this is access to good nutrition, antibiotics or vaccinations against disease, and protection also, shelter from the elements that they may or may not have access to in the wild. A captive environment is also predator-free. In the wild, lives are often shortened by things as simple as competing for mates and becoming injured in the process.